Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. I thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bow, and tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that the word of the Lord is live on today. I know everyone's having an awesome Sunday. You woke up this morning, glory to God, giving God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praises goes to him. It's not the alarm clock that woke you up. It's not the phone that woke you up. You better know that it was the Most High God that touched you, that the blood run warm in your veins and woke you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead with our announcement. I want to make sure that you tune in each and every time that we're on the air. You know, Apostle and Pastor come on with a bang on Tuesday night. And if you miss it, you missed an awesome, awesome, awesome show. You know, these are shows, you know, dedicated with you in mind, ministry with you in mind. So I encourage you not to miss it. Glory to God. We have one word from the Lord on Tuesday night with none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. It's so awesome, my God, my God. You know, when you miss out, you know, you miss a lot. I know you say I can go back and listen to it, but, you know, just get that word right then, and you'll have something to help you right then. You might need it right then, you know, and it's something you need, you can go back and listen to. Glory to God. If you need a word like right then, that's what you do. You come on and listen at Apostle and Pastor every Tuesday night. I'm telling you, they've been slaying the dragons and cutting the devil's tail off. Glory to God. He don't stand a chance with them. So I encourage you to come on and listen. If you need a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, coach, I encourage you to go on Facebook and inbox them. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You know, the doors are open. I mean, you know, some say, well, I can't get no help. I don't know what to do. I'm opening the doors. The doors of the church is open. So I encourage you to go over and inbox them and let them know what the need is. Because guess what? They're going to get back with you. They're going to pray with you. Hallelujah. They're going to counsel you, glory to God. So I encourage you to go over, inbox them, and let them know. Make sure you leave, amen, some contact information. Don't just go over there and just look at it. Leave some contact information so they can get back with you. Amen. And if you move on down, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than, amen, our elder evangelist Bertha Askew. You talking about an awesome show. Oh, my God. She ride the devil and says she ain't scared of me. I'll meet you in the street. It don't make her no difference. And I'm telling you, she's telling it just like she is. She will meet him in the street. She ain't playing. Glory to God. You can't play with the devil. You can't play with sin. Glory to God. Because if you play with sin, what you think going to happen? You're going to get burned. Glory to God. But her show comes on every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. So make sure you listen to the show. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And send an offering. You know, it's ministry, yes. But, you know, you can help to further the ministry. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times, well, they just want my money, just want my money. Glory to God. If you think them few little dollars can get them, amen, trip to Hawaii, you know, probably not. You think the few dollars can get them, amen, a trip to Europe? That ain't happening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it can help with ministry. So I encourage you to make sure you go over and give to the ministry to make sure that the ministry continue on. You can't buy God's word, but you can help out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you move on down, I am Prophetess Martha Williams. My show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And like I said, the shows are pre-recorded, so you can go back and listen, but I want mine right off the press. You know, like you said, when you go to some of the places, you know, you want your food hot right off the grill. So this is some hot stuff coming right off the grill. So I encourage you to make sure you listen, amen, each and every day that we're on. Listen, you can go back and listen on demand also. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And this is a woman of God who just tell it like it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. However he gives it to her, that's what she delivers. And that's what you want. You want the truth of the matter here, the truth of the word of God. Glory to God. And no sugar coating over here. The word is the word. And that's it. Hallelujah. I think so many times, you know, some have left the word, glory to God, and they just want that word, you know. Because I know Pastor was preaching one night, you know, saying what you think. Hallelujah. It's not what you think. Do you know? Hallelujah. Well, I think, you know, it's because this, because that. Well, that's just thinking. But what does that word say? You better know this word for yourself. So you'll know if they're telling the truth or if they're telling a, you got it. Glory to God. I know all y'all answer that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I also want to encourage you to become a partner. And in becoming a partner, hallelujah, you know, you will receive many, many perks. You will receive knowledge, wisdom, understanding. You'll receive a lot of things to come out all during the week that can help you and keep you, amen, focused on the word of God. There's so many distractions out there now, glory to God, to people just saying, well, you know what, they ain't no better than I am. Hallelujah. But you can't put all the fish in one bowl. Just think about it. If you got, you like to, you know, like aquariums, and you put fish in the bowl, and you put some crabs in there, glory to God, and then you're going to put some piranhas in there with them, hallelujah. What's going to happen? They're going to eat them up, right? Come on now. Hallelujah. So you can't put everybody in the same fish tank, glory to God, hallelujah. There's still, amen, some good godly people, hallelujah. So you got to know you cannot do that. You can't tag everybody with the same tag on the toe, hallelujah, and think they're going to holler. Nah, that ain't going to work. So just come on in and get in where you fit in, glory to God, and let God be God, hallelujah. Give to the ministers and watch the ministry, amen, minister back to you, and you can leave contact information on any of our pages. If you don't know how to get to any of us, I encourage you. It doesn't matter. If you want to get to our leaders, amen, you know, we're all under the same umbrella. You can go on Prophetess Martha William page. You can go on Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew page. You can go on Minister Elaine page. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can go on her page and leave information. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we will. They'll get back. They'll get you to the right person. So I encourage you to go over and leave information so we can get back with you. Because the ministry is growing, and you don't want to be left out in this season. God is doing some great and mighty things. I see him on the rise. You may not see him, but I see him on the rise. He's doing some great and mighty things. He's doing some great and mighty things. Also, I know this is going to probably get me a couple of, you know, texts, amen, glory to God, on my social media pages, but amen, to God be the glory. He's doing some great and mighty things in the women, hallelujah, today. Glory to God. He is. Hallelujah. He's showing them. He can use anybody he want to use. It don't matter. It's not about male or female. It ain't in Christ Jesus. It's about doing what God willing you to do. That's all that matters. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and leave messages, amen, on the Facebook pages so we can get back with you and get you to the right person. Whatever minister you want to get in contact with. Ain't no shame over here, and it ain't no game, glory to God. It's the truth of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer at this time, I'm going to open up my line. I only want you to tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from. You do not have to give your name. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God is not here to embarrass anyone. He's here, hallelujah, glory to God, to give you, amen, a boost, Because sometimes you just need a boost. You need somebody else to pray and help you to get some things removed out of your life. You need someone to pray and help to give you some strength so you can go on this journey. So I encourage you, hallelujah, to come on and press the one, and I will bring you in for a prayer, hallelujah, because God is faithful. He's not mocked, but God is faithful to that he's promised. He will do just what he said he would do. So if you desire prayer at this time, you can go ahead and press the one, and I will bring you in for a prayer. Amen. Let's see. Hallelujah. If anybody press the one. If not, then guess what we're going to do? We're going to go ahead on. We're going to continue to praise God, worship God. We're going to continue on to pray and believe that God will do just what he said he'll do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And while we're getting ready to go ahead on with the word of God, you can turn to your books, amen, the book of the Bible. I'm going to be coming from chapter 11 of Hebrews. Chapter 11, Hebrews, I'm going to be coming from the first chapter. I know you said you heard it a million times, but guess what? So many people's faith are wavering in this season right here just because some of the things you prayed you haven't seen. But don't you waver. You just continue on because some stuff, it ain't time for you to get right just right then. But you got to have the faith to believe that God can do this. Do you actually believe in the word of God? Do you actually believe that God exists? You know, sometimes people say, well, I got faith. But hold up. Do you actually believe that if God is the one that's going to bring this that you want to pass? Because all you're thinking about is, I got faith. But you better believe. You better believe in God first. Hallelujah. That he's the one that's going to bring it to pass. So if you ain't doing none of that, then guess what? Hallelujah. You're coming up short. But you know you can have it all today. Hallelujah. Nobody has come, amen, glory to God, to try to make you. Nobody has come, glory to God, to try to sway you. It's the truth of the matter is, glory to God. Would no one come in and press the one? So I'm going to go ahead on prayer. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we come before the throne room of grace boldly, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus for everything and everyone on this line, Lord, that needs a touch from you on today, that they get it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Go in the hedges and the highways, Lord God, and compare those that are lost to come to Christ in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And everyone, Lord, that's body is racking with pain, Lord God, whether it's knee pain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, huh? Whether it's cost, Lord, that they can't get rid of, oh God, because we know you to be the healer, God, and you can heal them everywhere they hurt, in the name of Jesus, oh God, huh? Oh my God, huh? Whether it's a migraine, oh Lord God, we know that you can stop it in its track and it won't return anymore, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, huh? Oh my God, huh? Whether it's sinus infection, oh God, huh? We decree and we declare that they are healed by your stripes. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we know, Lord God, that you will heal, oh, my God, from the top of the head to the sole of their feet, oh God. Oh, my God, whether their ankles are swollen, God, I said decrease right now in the name of Jesus. God wants you to be able to walk, oh, my God, because he said the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. So, Lord, they got to have their feet to walk in your righteousness, Lord God, to walk where you want them to walk and go where you want them to go, Lord God, so they can get people healed, delivered, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, glory to God. I command that fever that you've been having to break right now. Break right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that the fever is broken, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, and you shall not return. No sickness shall return in the name of Jesus. You can get up, hallelujah. Oh, my God, you've been laying on that couch with that fever because you was afraid to call somebody and tell them you had it. In the name of Jesus, that God knows this. Oh, my God, my God. So I decree and I declare that you get up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It won't return anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. And Father God, we pray for the children, Lord God, and the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that they come to you, Lord God, in this season, wanting to know more about you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know we serve an awesome God. We serve a sovereign God. We serve a God that's never late, but he's always right on time, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I bind that spirit of nervousness right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, give them peace in the situation. Give them peace that surpasses all understanding. Right now in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare peace in your household, peace in your children, peace in your marriage, peace in the land, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything they're trying to distract the people of God, I bind it right now and I cast it out into the sea. It shall not return anymore. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that distraction, Lord God, that's trying to distract them, letting them know, Lord God, that it ain't time, hallelujah, to go and step out in ministry. Oh, my God, hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus that you get up under the right people that will take you where God wants to take you. In the name of Jesus, how long will you wait? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is to return. Now is the season. Hallelujah. For you to step out on faith and believe that he's going to do just what he said he's going to do. Stop listening, hallelujah, on the left side. Glory to God. They're going to get left. You just keep going right in God's righteousness. Glory to God. Father God, I thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I feel it by faith, Lord God, believing that you are who you say you are, Lord God. Believing, Lord God, that you are the only one, oh my God, that can shake it up, that can shift it in the right direction, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God. I give you glory. I give you honor, and I give you praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to open the door. Hallelujah. Listen, hallelujah. That person that I was praying for, hallelujah. You see, you ain't got no, you listen to that too many people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They say it ain't time. Hallelujah. How long? Hallelujah. I see them holding you back. I see 10. I see 10 years. Hallelujah, my God. Well, I'm going to encourage you to go on, hallelujah, on Facebook. Go on Facebook, hallelujah, and inbox, amen, Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. If you can't get to them, glory to God, you'll know, amen, we're under the same umbrella. I called them out. You can go ahead and hit us up, and we'll get you to where you need to go. Don't let them keep holding you and dragging you down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 10 years? Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can, you know, open up several venues, you know, and several churches and two or three other different things. And hallelujah. 4 or 5 ministries. Glory to God. It's time. Hallelujah. It's time. Get the teaching that you need. Hallelujah. If nobody won't help you, I encourage you to go on Facebook. Now, I know you're here listening, whether you're listening by way of or whether you're listening on this phone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Or you're listening on the live show. Hallelujah. I know you're here. So I'm telling you, the door is open. So go ahead on, hallelujah, and inbox us and let us know that it's you that needs the help, and we'll get you where you need to go. You don't have to just continue on waiting and waiting. They tell you to wait. Hallelujah, now, nah, hallelujah. I'm just going to give a little bit, hallelujah. You know, I'm telling you just a little bit. I don't like to tell you a whole lot, but, you know, that's what Jesus did, hallelujah. What did he do? He discipled. He raised them up, and then, you know, he had to leave. He had to send on high, but guess what? They were ready, and he sent them on out. Glory to God. He sent them out 2 by 2. They were ready. Hallelujah. So that's what he does. So listen, Hallelujah. The doors are open. So all you need to do, like I said, is hit us up on Facebook and let us know it's you. And we'll get you to the right person. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead on our message on today. I know, like I said, some of you already have heard this before, but you ain't heard it like this. Hallelujah. You know, God gives different messages, and he gives you different meanings, and sometimes it's some of the same. But, you know, we need to believe that we believe that we believe. Believing, hallelujah, faith. You know, you can have faith, but hallelujah, if you don't believe in the thing that you are praying about, if you don't believe in the thing that you want, if you don't believe in that you ask God to do, then guess what? It ain't going to come to pass. Glory to God. Believe in faith. You got to believe that God is able. Hallelujah. And then you put your faith on it, say, Lord, I know it by faith, Lord God. And if you got doubt and unbelief, hallelujah, and your faith has been shaken, certain things have happened, and hallelujah, well, here's what you're going to do today. Pick yourself up, sit up, get ready, and let's ride this train. Hallelujah, glory to God. Chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11, first verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. You see right here, you can obtain a good report also. You know, you got to listen, hallelujah. You got to stay in faith, believe that God will do just what he said he was going to do, first of all. You know, sometimes I run into people and they say, well, you know, I'm believing God, you know, I'm just believing God, and I'm believing God, and I'm believing God. And then the next thing I know, here we go, well, you know, I'm not going to do that, and I'm not going to do that. Hold, wait a minute. But then you just say God told you to do that? Hallelujah. So why are you waving? How long will you be between two opinions? Hallelujah. Let God be God. Hallelujah. That's the thing. Let you know who they are. But that's what you do. Amen. Make sure when you come out and say you believe what God is saying that you know that he's saying. My God, because sometimes he'll give you confirmation, and sometimes he just wants to see if you're going to come, amen, and pray and say, Lord, you know what, Lord, I'm fighting with this thing, but Lord, I want to make sure, hallelujah, just because you said you want to make sure, you don't want to do the wrong thing. Some people say, well, you ain't walking in faith. Yes, you are. You're just making sure, because sometimes things have your mind bind up where you can't hear the Lord, and that's okay. Things happen. So you're at a standstill, and you're like, okay, maybe I am, maybe I won't, maybe I will. Uh-oh, that ain't God. You got to make sure that you believe that if God said it, it's in his word. He gives us back his word. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go ahead. Hallelujah. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You know, when the world was framed by faith, hallelujah, glory to God, it was framed by faith because he spoke it and it happened. Well, you know, that's the same. We are made in his image. So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to speak it and it happened. I tell you, God has just been moving. So it's just so awesome, awesome, awesome. Somebody needed a job, and they called me, and they said, you know what, I need a job. And then somebody, and I said, okay, well, listen, okay, God's going to give you this job. This is the thing about it. You know, you have to go on and tell them what it is and how it's going to be, and let glory to God as God leads you. Hallelujah. And so I said, this is how it's going to be. So you know what? Hallelujah. But they said they wanted a good job. They wanted a supervisor's job. I said, okay, all right now. Okay, hallelujah. So God opened that door. And they went in, amen, in their first week, and they got their job, and they moved them right on into a supervisor's job. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. When you prayed up, and let me help y'all, let me tell y'all before I say that, let me say this. I wasn't there, hallelujah. I wasn't there by myself, hallelujah. What I'm saying is I didn't get there by myself, hallelujah. I got there through Apostle Yvonne Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse, and hallelujah, and glory to God, Evangelist Elder Askew, all of them, hallelujah. You know how they were saying, you know, how they were sitting at Jesus' feet, listen, That's what I did. I sat at their feet and I listened. I mean, I used to eat good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I still eat to this day because I'm a quiet person when it comes to people telling me stuff and they ministering to me. I'm quiet because I want to get it all. I don't want to miss nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And, you can't worry about who gets mad. You can't worry about this. So sometimes you get so worried about whatever other people are doing. Hallelujah. Then you miss out on what God wants to do in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. But I didn't get there by myself. I did not. I got up under them and I got what I needed because I wanted to hear. I was hungry and thirsty for more. And I want more. And I want more. And I still want just that much more because there's so much more to ministry than you can really see. Hallelujah. Yes. Because if faith was easy, think about it. Everybody would get what they want and get it quick, fast, and in a hurry. No, because by the time you get ready, hallelujah, Lord, I'm believing you for this, then who you think coming? Yeah, he coming, and he going to send in the lamp. He ain't going to have the look. He ain't going to have Bubba the little monkey, sitting on your shoulder or Bobo, whatever his name was. Glory to God. He's going to send people to try to talk you out of it. That's why, you have to be careful about who you're telling your dreams to, who you're telling your businesses to, who about your businesses, and who you're telling what God said he's going to do in your life. You have to be careful about that stuff. Because they will go and they're going to tell somebody else before he do it. And guess what? It's going to be hard for you then because somebody else done spoke a word that they shouldn't even be saying. They done spoke against it. Oh, yeah. I knew it. I knew she went, she ain't going to get that. No. This and that and on. Because somebody did told me that. That somebody told me that one time. Said, you ain't going to get that. You ain't leaving. You ain't going to do this and you ain't going to do that. I said, listen, I'll show you. I said, God will show you better than he can tell you. That's what my mom used to always say. She said, I'll show you better than I can tell you. And he showed them better than he could tell them. He showed them. He showed up and he showed out. Glory to God. Let's move on. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gift. And by it, he being dead, yet speaking. See right here? Abel offered an awesome sacrifice. Glory to God. He gave him an excellent sacrifice. He said, excellent. See, when you do something for the Lord, amen, and understand, he said, that's just, that's just the pastor. That's just the teacher. That's just them. No. When you do things, you got to learn how to do things in excellence. When you do things in excellence, glory to God, don't you know God will reward you? And let me help you out sometimes. People will get mad with you just because you want to do things in an excellent way. And you want to make sure, amen, I just tell it like it comes. Say, hallelujah, glory to God, it's okay. Hallelujah, it is what it is. Hallelujah. When you want to do things for your leaders and you want to do them in an excellent way because you're supposed to take care of them, glory to God, hallelujah. And then that person will get mad with you, glory to God. Understand? And look right here. He got mad, hallelujah, because that his brother gave a more excellent sacrifice and his brother does what what God requires. And he got mad. This was his blood brother too, glory to God. He got mad, hallelujah, and then guess what he did? He killed him. Instead, his blood spilled from the ground, still crying out, but his blood was yet still speaking because he offered an awesome sacrifice. When you do something for him, Lord, and do it excellently, even your giving should be excellent. Hallelujah, glory to God. You say, well, I can't hardly feed my children. But here's the thing about it, hallelujah. If you ain't got enough to meet your need, it's your seed. I'm not telling you to give your money that you were going to get a kid something to eat now. You do what you have to do and say, God, when you increase me. But now listen, don't make that vow and don't do it. I'm telling you now, don't do it. Because I know some people, here we go. Yeah, I wouldn't intend to go there, but I'm going to have to go there. Some people, whenever they got that money, hallelujah, they were saying, well, I'm going to make sure I give an offering out of that. But guess what they did? They did not do it. They didn't do it. They didn't do it. They said they were going to do it, but they didn't do it. Hallelujah. So, you know, you have those things right there. It's what keeps you from, keeps you bound and keeps you from getting what God has for you. And yes, it will. He reign on the just so well as the unjust. But when you done made a vow and not keep it, he says better if you don't even make it and make a vow not to keep it. But anyway, he got mad here and he killed his brother. Hallelujah. People will get mad with you in the church just because you want to do it. You want to operate in excellence. Hallelujah. Not trying to show off, you know, with the pastors. Not trying to show off, amen, with the people in the church, but operate in excellence. So God will be pleased. He said, you know what? He said, this is my son whom I'm well pleased. Think about it. Glory to God. He wants his sons and his daughters here to be, he want to be well pleased with what you do. When that day comes, they said, okay, you know, it's done, and I'm well pleased in how you did it, how you operated in excellence. When they told you to do something, you did it. When they told you, you know, God don't want you to do this, this is, you know, I heard this, you know, and this is what he's telling you to do. And he said, don't do it. Then don't do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when they tell you, okay, this is time, you need to come on out and branch out in the deep. And come on, you know, and you need to come to prayer. You need to make sure you're at Bible study. You need to make sure you're doing something in the church. Make sure you're working. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. And then you get mad because they tell you these things. Well, hallelujah. Glory to God. Guess what? That's not believing faith. Because guess what? God is in them. And so if you're going to believe, you got to believe the God in them. But when they're, what they're teaching about, what they're preaching about, they're not trying to get nothing from you. They're trying to get something to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're trying to get you above where you are. They're trying to get you above a paycheck. Amen. Paycheck to paycheck. They're trying to get you above, hallelujah, glory to God, just living in a shack so they can put you in a mansion. Oh, my God, my God. I felt that. Let's move on to verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. You see, he said he wasn't going to see this. He wasn't going to die of a natural death. So what he did, because God knew that his heart was right and he believed God. Look, I know sometimes things can get bad. Yes, they can. But that don't mean you let your faith waver. Stop letting your faith waver. You got to, if you're going to believe, you're going to continue to believe. Don't let it waver, glory to God. One day you're up, one day you're down. One day you're almost level to the ground. Good God Almighty, huh? The car, oh, my God. The washing machine break down. Oh, Lord, here I go. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. What is next? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. The children acting up, huh? Here's what you're going to have to say. Lord, I believe and help my unbelief. Lord, you said, Lord God, many of the affliction of the righteous, but you'll bring me out of them all. You will supply my every need, Lord God. You got to know the word so you can put the word back on it, baby, and keep on moving. You got to keep on rolling. This is not where you're going to stop it. Hallelujah. Because God wants to give you more and more and more. But how can you get it if you're being tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine and light be a dude? Oh, my God. The baby needs some shoes. Don't you know God will provide? I tell you different things and different stories of my own life because I know I can, now I can just say something. Hallelujah. I say, okay, you know, I wanted this and I wanted that and I wanted this. And the next thing I know, it's coming. It's there. It's right there, glory to God. Huh? That means your faith is working, hallelujah. So that's what you got to do because I believe in God first, hallelujah, and that makes my faith work. Oh, my God, glory to God. Let's move on. But without faith, understand, I want you to hear this and get this, hallelujah. This is verse 6. I'm on Hebrews 11. Say it again, Sam. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When you diligently seek God, glory to God, don't you know he'll reward you? Because by faith you believe that this word is true. But you know so many times what happens, we read the word of God and we read it just like it's a lifeless book. It's just something to do. Oh, yeah, you know, they told me in Bible class and Bible study that I need to read my word. And I was listening to a minister online, and they told me I need to read my word. You know, you just doing it because somebody said it. No, you got to do it because you believe that this word is true and every man is all I am. Glory to God. In that way, when things come up, you'll know this word. You'll know what to do. You'll know, hallelujah, glory to God, how to get yourself out of it. Glory to God. And that's believe God. Believing in God. You know, faith, like I said before, if faith was easy, everybody be doing it. Glory to God. But yes, it takes work. You got to pray. You may have to pray again. You might have to pray some more and pray some more. You might have to sling, hallelujah, some tears dropping out of your eyes, sling, so, you know, the stuff run out your nose. Glory to God. You might have to do all that. But guess what? You're going to stay in faith and believe that you're going to get from God what you ask for. But it's okay. And faith will come to try you. There's no ifs and buts about it. It's going to try you, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. The devil going to try you. He going to try you in those areas. You better know it. Or he going to send, like I said, those that can talk against you when you're telling them, well, you know what, I'm believing God, glory to God. But you got to believe God with gladness. Don't just let them come, well, you know what, I'm going to keep believing God. Someone told me, said, I was telling them I was believing God for something, and they said, I didn't say what it was, and I told them what it was. They said, well, you won't get it. I said, okay, glory to God, hallelujah, my God. But guess what he did? He gave me something else better, hallelujah, glory to God, than what I asked for. How about that? And that's the way he works. Let's move on to verse 7. Amen. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by these which he commanded the world and became heirs of the righteousness which is by faith. You see right here? Noah was warned of God that it was going to rain, and he was telling them what was going to happen and how it was going to happen. Well, you know what? Hallelujah, glory to God. Noah built an ark, and he was going to have to get some animals in, but he built it by faith. You can build your faith up when you read God's word and believe it and look at it. Get you some different translations and look at it and read it and meditate on it. Say, Lord, I know you're going to do this. Lord, I believe. I hear you again. But help my unbelief, Lord God. Ah, my God, my God. Sickness and pain sometimes wrap through your body. Lord, I believe. But help my unbelief, Lord God, that you're going to heal it, Lord God, because you said by your stripes I'm healed. So, Lord, I thank you that I'm healed, healthy, and I'm whole, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Come on now. Faith walk. You got to get up and remember what this word says, because your faith is going to be tried. You know, sometimes you can have all the money and all the tea and china, but if you ain't got no faith, go over to God. You ain't got nothing, because that money can be here today, gone tomorrow. But guess what? You got to have be straight, and you got to be anchored in God so you can continue on down the road. Not believing in your money, hallelujah, but believing in him that he's going to help you and show you how to keep your money, how not to spend every penny you get, hallelujah, not to go shopping every time you think about it. You just want a new dress, and ain't nothing wrong with buying new clothes, new shoes, hallelujah, nothing wrong with that, hallelujah, glory to God. But understand, save, keep. Save 10, keep 20. Save 20, keep 40. Save 40, keep the rest, glory to God. You got to learn how to spend. Save, spend, save. Glory to God. If you don't need it, then you can just save, save, save. Think about it. Let's move on. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham, which he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. See, Abraham, when he told Abraham to leave, go, he didn't know where he was going. But guess what he did? He went. Let's read verse 9. Hallelujah. Now, let's go ahead right here just a minute. Verse 8. Let's back up just a minute. Abraham went and slept in a tent. He didn't know where he was going. He just went. Hallelujah. If God tells you to go, then go. He told me many of times, just go to this place. I want you to tell this woman this. Guess what I did? Hallelujah. I said, well, Lord, I really don't want to go that way. But it's all right. The angels of the Lord stirred the car. When it said, take the wheel, Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus took the wheel and led me right there. When I got there, he said, go right. Hallelujah. I said, okay, I turn right. You need to go left. All right, I turn left. He said, now you see right there, that lady right there, talk to her. And he told me what to tell her. Glory to God. So you see, hallelujah. He was leading. He was guide you by faith. So that's the thing. Abraham went not knowing where he was going, but he went because he obeyed God. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise and in a strange country dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. That's verse 9. 10. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builders and makers is God. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. You see right now, you got to know that you know. You got to walk by faith. Whatever it is you need, you're going to have to walk by faith to get it. There are certain times and certain seasons when you just don't have to believe God. Hallelujah. You know, it's okay to call people and say, well, you know what? This is what I'm believing God for. But why you want them to pray while you do nothing, that's just not so. If they praying and believing God, then guess what you got to do? Pray and believe with them. That don't mean you tell them to put the burden on them, and then all you do is just go in there, sit down and watch TV. No, let me know what you're going to do. When are we going to pray? And if we going to fast and pray for this thing? Because I need this to move. I need God to come in and intervene on this thing. I need it right now. I don't need it tomorrow. I need it right now because they're getting ready to cut my lights out. So I'm going to believe God that he's going to bring me what I need, glory to God, to give me wisdom, hallelujah, on what I can do to hold on from the light just a little longer until I get some money to pay them, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You know, hallelujah, I live from paycheck to paycheck. Hallelujah, glory to God. And then you'll say the rent's due, and so much is coming up on me. I don't have enough to pay my bills. I see you. So step back and take a minute and look at your finances and see what you're doing. Are you chipping, dipping, and slipping? Are you shopping? Glory to God. Don't you have enough clothes yet? Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you ain't wore the same thing two times, hallelujah, three times, four times, if you ain't wore it like that, then guess what? You got something you can hold on to. I remember early on in my life, glory to God. Hallelujah. They were saying, well, she don't buy no clothes. She don't know how to do this, and she don't buy none for that. Glory to God. It was a time and a season. Glory to God. Now I can go and buy whatever I want to. Hallelujah. See, that's when you know you're held on by faith and know that in the season, hallelujah, that God's going to provide what you need regardless if they talk about you. That old song said, you can talk about me just as much as you please. I'm going to bend my godly knees. I'm just going to pray for you and say, Lord, help that person. They don't know what I had to endure to get where I am. They don't know what I had to endure, Lord God, and how I had to stay in faith and believe you. Oh, my God. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know, Lord God, what I had to do, Lord God, to walk by faith each and every day. Oh, my God. When you look out the window and then you're thinking they don't come and get your vehicle. Glory to God. They just don't know. They hear me, Lord God, but they don't know, hallelujah, the story. They just see your glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Glory to God. So you have to know that you know that you know that by his word, he stands by his word. He said every word is yea and amen. Y'all in high school, come on now. Glory to God. I hope there's some children listening because by faith, you're going to have to get what you want from God. Don't turn your back on him. Don't think, glory to God, just because you're young, it ain't nothing going to happen. Glory to God. Yes, you're going to have to believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, mama pray for you. Daddy, maybe. sister will too. Glory to God. But there are some things, oh, glory to God, that you're going to have to believe God and pray for yourself. Good God Almighty. Let's go to verse 12. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Ain't God good? Walking by faith to receive God's promises wholeheartedly. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Glory to God. Verse 12. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Let's move on to verse 13. These all died in faith, not have received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and was persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Glory to God. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Glory to God. You see, they didn't inherit everything that they could have got. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you see, right now, this is before, hallelujah, Jesus came. But when Jesus came on the scene, he had something better for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He had something better for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you think about it? He gave us a new life. Oh, my God, an everlasting life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes it ain't all about the things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, he knows you need food to eat and some clothes to wear, even shoes on your feet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But it's about the new life when Jesus came to give us eternal life. Because if it had not been for him on our side, there would be no remission for our sins in the name of Jesus. So you got to stay in faith, walk in faith, walk by faith, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, and don't let nobody tell you what you can do, don't let nobody tell you what you can't do, in the name of Jesus, you hold on, get a bulldog grip, as I pastor say, glory to God, and hold on to that faith walk, don't waver, stop wavering. You say, God told me this. But then you go back and say, oh, I must have missed him. Glory to God. You need to learn to pray before you say, in the name of Jesus. And he'll reveal himself. If you're praying every day, if you're reading every day, you're in his word every day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll reveal himself. Oh, my God, my God. He'll tell you, don't go there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll tell you don't do that. Glory to God. He'll tell you no sometimes. Hallelujah. But remember this. Every delay is not a denial. So you keep on believing him for what you're believing him for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if it don't come to pass, he got something better for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You gotta have believing faith, believe in this word, stand on this word, hallelujah, without moving, hallelujah, you know when he told Abraham, go up, hallelujah, on the mountaintop, I want you to sacrifice Isaac, hallelujah, glory to God, you know why Abraham went up on that mountaintop, because he believed God, he know that he could resurrect him from the dead, and he knew, hallelujah, glory to God, if God told him, hallelujah, to climb that mountain with his son, glory to God, and he wanted to go ahead and sacrifice him. Abraham said, I know if he did all that, he can raise him up. Hallelujah. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know, God can raise up a dead thing in your life, but you got to have faith. Glory to God. You got to learn how to walk that faith. You got to learn how to talk that faith. Don't worry about what they say. So many times you listen, people will say, oh my God, well, I think this, and I think you don't want to hear what they think, what this word says, and you stand on God's word, if you pray and believe him, hallelujah, believing in God's word, he'll bring it to pass, hallelujah, but understand, he's not going to do nothing contradicting to his word. If there's a contradiction to God's word, you ain't going to get it, glory to God. You know, we sit down south, you ain't going to get created. You don't be shout. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, my God. But Abraham stood up and he believed God. And as he took the lad up on the mountain, he looked over on the right side. He saw, hallelujah, a ram, hallelujah. Because God always got a ram in the bush. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As Abraham got on up on the mountain and he laid Isaac down, Isaac knew me and oh, Dad, what's going on? What are you going to do? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. His son laying down there. And then he got ready to sacrifice him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, hold up. Wait a minute, Abraham. Glory to God. Because you believe me. Hallelujah. I sent you a ram in the bush. Oh, my God. Won't he send you a ram in the bush? Glory to God. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He'll send you a ram in the bush. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He sent him, hallelujah, that ram to sacrifice. Because Abraham believed God that if he hurt him or if he killed him, he sacrificed him, hallelujah, that God could raise him from the dead. Hallelujah. Because Abraham was a father of faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. So you got to believe, hallelujah. Have believing faith in the word of God. Oh, my God, my God. Have believing faith. Hallelujah. Isn't it something you can believe in some things, but when it comes down to God's word, you know, it's just a lifeless book. It's just something I read just to pass time. It's just something I read because, you know, they told me I need to read it. It's just something I read, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. But then every time you turn around, you're saying, oh, I know God told me this and God told me that and God told me this and God told me that. You know, hallelujah. You know, where's the Holy Ghost in this? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't none in it. But anyway, glory to God. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, he speaks. Yes, he speaks. He speaks. He speaks. He speaks. Yes, he do. But you got to know that you know that you know when it's God speaking. And it ain't nothing else talking. Because I think nowadays you're listening at anything, you know, and you're thinking that it's him talking. Hallelujah. But it ain't him. It's other things that talk to you too. The devil talk to you too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then it's your conscience. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's that familiar spirit to you. You know, you can say something and put it in the atmosphere, you know, and then say, okay, well, you need to do this. Well, guess what? That's what you're hearing. You're hearing that thing that you said that you put in your mind that you were going to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what it was. And sometimes I'll back it up and say, hold on, wait a minute. No, that ain't God. That was something I said. I told somebody else that I was going to do. That ain't it. You got to make sure that you know that you know that you know and believe in God. Hallelujah. Believing faith. When you believe, then you shall receive and you will have whatsoever you say. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Believe in faith. Amen. Glory to God. He is real. Amen. Hallelujah. I have a few minutes and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open my line up for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, press the 1 and I will bring you in. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Let me see. Nobody has pressed the 1. Glory to God. Well, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to give you the invitation to salvation. You know, he is real. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus is real. He is real. Hallelujah. And there's just no other way to put it. He is real. Hallelujah. I know some don't believe. I seen a post, amen, one day, and someone said, you know, just because you don't believe, then don't try to stop us that do believe. And that was true. Because then they said, they, you know, sometimes people will try to get in confrontation with you about, okay, well, if he real, then this and that. No, I don't get into all that. No, don't get into all that. You believe that he's real, then you keep believing. Let them believe what they want to believe. Don't try to make something, amen, glory to God. Make nothing out of something. Don't even do it. You don't have to prove to nobody who you are. But like I was talking to someone, you know, some are not going to believe anyway who you are. It don't matter. You can walk and they can see the God in you and they still won't believe it. You know, they'll call it acting funny. Well, anyway, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. So at this time, I would like for you to listen and repeat, amen, the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Say, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Father, into what you want me to be, O Lord. Father God, forgive me of every sin I have committed, Lord God, even those sins that I didn't even know that I committed, Lord. I give my life to you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. If you would hit me up on Facebook and let me know that you accepted the Lord as your Savior, and I will tell you what next. I will go into details. It's not enough time on the show. We will go into the details of the what next, because we want you to stay anchored. We want God to move in your life. We want him to do, amen, what he said he would do in your life. In other words, you have to stay anchored in his word in order to get these things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. And I usually don't do this, amen, hallelujah, but I keep hearing them saying, encourage them to give. I'm encouraging you to give. No, I can't make you give, but I am encouraging you to give in this season right here. You need to give from your heart in this season. I'm not going to even say an amount. I just keep hearing them saying, give. Hallelujah. Encourage them to give. I know I did it before, but I'm listening, and he's saying, encourage them to give. I'm encouraging you to pick a minister, amen, under, you know, the umbrella we're under, glory to God, and give. Hallelujah. And watch and see what he's going to do, because there's a purpose in your giving. Hallelujah. There's a purpose in your seeding. So I encourage you to give. Give your best seed. Look at what Abel did. He gave his most excellent sacrifice. Hallelujah. Cain got jealous and killed his own brother. Come on now. That was it. You know? But come on, give your best. When you give your best, then God will do his best. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now, and I want you to make sure that you tune in. Make sure that you tune in on Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor. On Wednesday night, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. On Sunday, Prophetess Martha Williams and Prophetic Corner Ministry. And then you get a 30-minute break, and then you tune in, amen, in the next hour for Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. She is also an author. Her books are selling, amen. They are hot on the press. So you can go over to Amazon and purchase a book, and you'll get a free Kindle. I encourage you to hit her up, amen, on Facebook, and let her know that you want to purchase a book, and she'll tell you how to do it. She'll tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get it. Glory to God. At this time, I'm going to go ahead on and give the benediction. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and I will see you back on next Sunday. Remember, glory to God. Hallelujah. Believing faith. Amen, and we'll see you back next Sunday. Amen.